Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, May the 3rd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for July corn down 3 cents at 577, July wheat up 10 1/4 cents at 619.5, and July beans down 8 1/4 at 1402.5. The wheat staged a 16-cent rally off the lows overnight, despite the fact that Egypt took 650,000 metric tons of wheat, 535 Russian, 120 Romanian, at prices between 250 to 260 a ton. That is well below the floor established by Russia to sell wheat, so obviously the floor meant absolutely nothing. Brazil is raising its first corn crop and second corn crop estimates slightly. Russia is going to engage in talks in Moscow on Friday to try to get some kind of deal. The Russians seem pretty well dug in on their position. The U.S. and anybody else doesn't seem to be willing to give in to the Russian demands. Sanctions will continue. So do the Russians cave, or do Russians, fight and just tell the world we're turning our noses up at an agreement? We'll have to see. One of the reasons the wheat might have rallied despite the Russian news and the Egyptian news is that Oklahoma came out with just a terrible yield for the state on their tour. So it's about production is literally more than half of what they're capable of producing out here. So that's just in the state of Oklahoma. Obviously, the Fed comes on at 1 o'clock, giving us the interest rate announcement. Everybody's looking for a 0.25% rise in the interest rates, and then some kind of comments that maybe there won't be any more raises for the rest of the year. Outside markets, the dollar's back down 40 ticks. Crude oil is down another 226 a barrel here. Dow Jones looks to open up about 40 higher. The bonds are strong, up about 0.2 point. But I think the market will have to see whether the wheat's enough to rally the corn and beans, or whether the corn and beans drag the wheat down. We're getting pretty oversold here. December corn is pushing $5 a bushel. You've got new crop beans down at 260, at 1260 rather. So I think, we're pretty oversold down here and due for a rally. But if the funds went out of corn, if the funds went out of beans and meal, we could certainly move lower here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.